Before I start this podcast, I just want to say thank you to Dunkin' Donuts for sponsoring this video and making this all able to happen. Always remember, America runs on Dunkin'. Welcome to Fun Times with Kylie, a podcast created and produced by me, who will be explaining in depth the real reason behind the fall of the Roman Empire. I'm your host, Kylie Studzinski. As I said in the past minute, our topic today is the fall of the Roman Empire. The Roman Empire was at its peak in 117 CE, when their political and social structures were strong and extensive. The empire was the most successful empire in Western civilization for a very long period of time. The Roman Empire was located in and around the Italian peninsula. It grew from a small town on the Tiber River into a huge empire spread across the world. Parts of Europe, Britain, Western Asia, Northern Africa, and the Mediterranean islands grew to be a part of the Roman Empire, adapting ideas and eventually all contributing to the decline of the empire. The most significant aspects of civilization that we have covered in Section 5 of our history textbooks includes the collapse of the Western Roman Empire. Aspects that I would like to discuss today include government, specifically the division of the empire, economic life, and invasions that caused the fall of the empire. The first aspect I want to discuss is specifically the division of the empire. Most viewers want to know who divided the empire and why. Diocletian was the emperor who divided the empire. He did it because the empire had grown too much to be ruled by one central government of Rome. So, he divided it in half. He gave the power of the Western Empire to Maximian. Other people want to know, why did the division lead to problems? It was more easily governable short term, but over time the two parts drifted apart. The Eastern Empire was governed out of Constantinople, and the Western Empire was governed from Milan. Maximian and Diocletian were responsible for fighting their own enemies in their respective territory. The two struggled to keep up with resources and military aid, so the Western Empire ended up being vulnerable when the Eastern became so powerful that they diverted barbarian invasions to the West, which crushed the Western Empire. This leads to my next aspect, which is invasions within the empire. Most viewers want to know who invaded and why. The answer to this is, the Goths invaded, and then the Huns invaded the Germanic tribes, forcing the Germanic tribes to invade on Rome. Other people want to know, what was the influx of more people in the Roman territory? Prices went up, and loyalty within the army decreased because Romans refused to join the army, so mercenaries were used. Because there were so many outside people, they were offered Roman citizenship in exchange for service. This didn't mean they were loyal to Rome, though. Germanic people were mainly loyal to their own homes instead of Rome, which made Rome very uneasy about using mercenaries. The next and final aspect we will be discussing in this podcast today is the economic part of the fall of the Roman Empire. Most people want to know what caused inflation in Rome, but a lot of other people want to know what is inflation in general. So, inflation is a rapid increase in prices. What caused inflation was it was harder to maintain order and trade routes started to break down. More people came in, which caused inflation, and the emperor started making coins out of tin instead of silver. Naturally, Rome lost territory and lost its revenue base, so prices went up and the purchasing value of money went down. I have many questions about the people of the civilization while I've been researching it. One of the main questions I've asked myself was how the empire was successful before it crashed and burned. The answer to this is, Rome had the largest fighting force in the ancient world. It was very advanced for its time, and it conquered an empire that stretched from Britain to the Middle East. I also asked myself how the Roman people lived compared to me. I was actually fairly surprised to find out that many jobs that were used during Roman times are still used today. For example, farming, baking, building, selling and trading goods, and making clothes are all still jobs used today that were also used during Roman times. Moving right along, an event that shapes the fall of the Roman Empire is the Dark Age that comes directly after it. We look at Rome's success as an important event in ancient history because it helps us understand what we should and shouldn't be doing in our government systems today. The mistakes that emperors made in ancient times are closely paid attention to because our society definitely does not want to see us crash and burn like the Roman Empire did. To close off my podcast for today, I'd like to mention some sources that I've used. I mainly used articles from history.com, which are great and reliable sources. This is because they had lots of details and specific dates that helped me match up certain aspects. These sources also thoroughly interested me, which is very important when you're researching different projects. To everyone listening, thank you for sticking around to the end, and a special thank you to my sponsor of today's podcast, Dunkin' Donuts. None of this would be able to happen without you. Stop by today for a donut for a dollar. Always remember, America runs on Dunkin'.